the state of Wisconsin, children cannot be separated from their families by the child welfare system for reasons of poverty. Also, 85% of all families investigated by the child welfare system live at or below 200% of the federal poverty line. We currently live in a time where over 90% of Americans are connected to each other and the world through smartphones, internet access, and social media. At the same time, the U.S. Surgeon General released a report this year titled Our Epidemic of Loneliness and Isolation, which calls out the fact that 1 in 4 Wisconsinites report that they only sometimes or never get the social and emotional support they need, and only 4 in 10 American adults said that they feel very connected to others. In Wisconsin, Native American and Black families make up about 13% of our population, and yet make up 27% of all reports to Child Protective Services, 34% of all CPS investigations, 38% of all family separations, and a staggering 47% of group home placements. Also, Native Americans and Black professionals in the 3 systems that contribute to the majority of reports to CPS, the education, law enforcement, and healthcare systems, are underrepresented, in some cases as low as 5% of that system's workforce. So how might we address the root causes of poverty-induced stress and support family economic stability? How might we strengthen social connectedness for our communities, caregivers, and children? How might we foster authentic and inclusive community collaboration among our systems and organizations, service providers, communities, and families, so that we can effectively address the historical and current inequities that have resulted in disproportionate rates of family separations among families of color and poor families? And how might we diversify and support our workforce and elevate and empower the contribution of families and staff with lived experience in our prevention services and the child welfare system to advance equity and justice for all families? In Season 2 of Overloaded, Understanding Neglect, we will be confronting these conflicting realities and complex questions as we explore our strong families, thriving children, connected communities, 4 critical pathways, our roadmaps for discovering and developing innovative solutions to these wicked problems. Through the first year of our Strong Families Initiative, which included Season 1 of this podcast series, we were able to align the insights and experiences of those who know these issues best with the evidence that has shown promise in advancing meaningful solutions. This collaborative effort identified 4 critical pathways: economic stability, social connectedness, community collaboration, and workforce inclusion and innovation that will shape the future of our initiative that aspires to reduce family separations for reasons of neglect. Join me, Luke Waldo, as I explore these critical pathways with research and policy experts Claire Anderson from Chapin Hall at the University of Chicago, Mark Cabage of From Here to There, Tim Grove of WellPoint Care Network, Linda Hall of Wisconsin's Office of Children's Mental Health, my institute colleague Josh Mirsky of the University of Wisconsin-Milwaukee, Rebecca Murray of Wisconsin's Child Abuse and Neglect Prevention Board, Jermaine Reed of Fresh Start Family Services, and Liz Weaver of the Tamarack Institute. Additionally, we will shine a light on these critical pathways through the lived experience experts of many of my close colleagues at Children's Wisconsin's Child Welfare and Child Maltreatment Prevention Programs, and the caregivers with whom they have worked closely. We believe neglect is preventable. Take a journey with us on our critical pathways to discover some of the strategies that can help us make that belief a reality for our families and communities. The conversation begins on Wednesday, December 6th, when we premiere the first episode of Season 2 of Overloaded, Understanding Neglect, wherever you listen to your podcasts. And then come back each week on Wednesday to listen to the rest of the series.